You are what you like. What does your Facebook activity say about you? Attention, Facebook users. Do you like Mozart, science, the Colbert Report, and curly fries? Chances are you've got a high IQ. Have you clicked the thumbs up icon for Tyler Perry, Harley Davidson, and Lady Antebellum? Perhaps you're not quite as cerebral. What you endorse on the popular social media website may say a whole lot more about you than you intended. Researchers from the University of Cambridge in Britain have found, you may not think twice about your fondness for NASCAR, The Bachelor, and Oklahoma State University, but those affirmations fit the pattern of a person who's conservative and less open to new things, they reported in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Even traits that users of social networks may not want to broadcast, including smoking behavior, drug use, or sexuality, can be sussed out pretty accurately by their patterns of likes, the researchers found after combing through data from 58,466 Facebook members in the U.S. More than a quarter of regular Facebook users click the like button for content they find there. The study's conclusions may send marketers deeper into the data mine and prompt some of Facebook's billion monthly users to adjust their privacy settings. Others may just scratch their heads. In the report, the researchers acknowledged that there is no obvious connection between curly fries and high intelligence. "We haven't come up with a reason," said David Stillwell, who manages Cambridge's Psychometric Center, which analyzed the data. The survey's strategy. To find out how revealing the likes were, Stillwell and his colleagues invited Facebook users in the U.S. to take online personality and intelligence tests. Roughly one-third of those they invited agreed to let the researchers see their results and all their profile information and likes. The study authors then crunched the numbers to see which sets of likes were predictive of personal traits. And the results were... Some of the results were hardly surprising. Likes could accurately predict a user's gender and ethnicity in 95% of the cases. Democrats and Republicans could be identified 85% of the time. And Christians and Muslims were sorted correctly 82% of the time. On the other hand, predicting whether your parents split up before you were 21 was only slightly better than chance, 60%. But even doing better than a coin flip was significant, researchers noted, because it required the algorithm to glean something about people related to the user, not about the user himself. Facebook likes, in fact, are almost as informative as commonly used questions in personality tests when it comes to assessing someone's openness to new experiences and ideas, according to the study. Is privacy at risk? Some Facebook users might come to regret their endorsements. A thumbs-up click for Terry Pratchett, a British fantasy novel writer, could indicate you're an introvert, Stillwell said. If an employer saw it, what would they know about you, he said. The accessibility and use of information on Facebook has been a perennial concern, sparking petition campaigns and lawsuits aimed at enhancing safeguards for privacy. But even as users push for more privacy in social networks, their views of what is private have changed, Dr. Nicholas Christakis of Harvard University said. Facebook's response. Facebook said users can change who sees likes posted on their timeline. No matter the vehicle for information, it has already been proven that it is possible for social scientists to draw conclusions about personal attributes based on these characteristics, said Fred Wollens, a public policy manager for the company. In the end, the study may be just another demonstration that you can't hide behind a computer screen in an interconnected world. Vocabulary focus. Cerebral. Endorse. Suss out. Crunch the numbers. Ethnicity. Clean. Perennial.